look like? Nigga said,
he was a house nigga. You wrong for that.
He
was a house nigga. Nah, I'm not like you niggas. You can't compare to me.
What Samuel L. said on Django?
What the fuck he said? He said, you can't treat him like the other niggas because he's not them other niggas.
Listen here, boy. I better get.
Yeah. Ooh. Yo, there it go right now.
He tell that to him.
No. It's not on him, it's in him. It's in him.
That door right there, but cold is no white folks, but they close it up. Rack the pack up.
It's a pass.
Yeah, it's on the door right before you go out. I think it's like 935, 925, something like that.
It's 3-5. That's it.
All I put was a 9.
3-5, though.
Exactly.
9-3-5.
It's right now. It's 3-5. Yo.
Yeah.
In the open it might door. Be unlocked, though. Just see, though. Hey, man, be real with me. Is my eyes low on that camera? I feel like my eyes getting low.
They don't look too bad, no. What I look like?
She said they don't look too bad, so they look a little bad.
You look fine.
Look like low, like, oh, that nigga, yeah. It don't look like that.
I just feel them.
Well, don't think about it, then they won't, then stay
right. I ain't been off in a minute, you know. I ain't even out, but I called out, but I ain't been off in a minute. You feel me?
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with taking a
break. What's up? You ain't got no cup? You ain't got no little cup on you or nothing?
No, all I got is mine.
We gotta eat you a cup, bro. You gotta start bringing cups or something. We gotta start having some cup.
Let me get a shot.
What you say? You want a drink? That what you saying? That what you getting it?
I just don't do what y'all do.
What is that supposed to mean?
Damn.
Then y'all homecoming just passed anyway. When you drunk? Wow. Stop acting. You get down here. You get down here and you sit back in front of us and you want to start cutting.
First of all, that was an occasion.
Is he selling on business?
That was an occasion. 300 for those.
But I'm about to say, I didn't give you
this. This ain't an occasion.
I've been drinking with y'all.
Oh, so don't say I don't do
but
what y'all do.
I don't
do.
Need to bring no cup because that's just not what I do. I'm not finna, every time I don't have to come here inebriated.
I mean, every time, maybe, you know what?
I got him.
I'm not even going.
What's the score? We got to start keeping score at this point. We got to start keeping score at this point.
Because she want to play.
And she ain't,
but it's fine,
but it's okay, though.
It's fine, though. It's fine.
Ooh, I look.
A timer got to be on. I'm knowing it.
Wipe that extra lip gloss off the bottom of your lip while you at. For sure.
Well, guess
you
what?
Trying to be so?
No, I'm looking up. He was about to shoot. I can't say.
It was the tone,
up.
Though.
Huh?
It was the tone. It was a tab.
Okay, well let's try this. Wipe the top. Right.
No, then, it's fine.
Okay.
You got
you. See what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
Well, guess what?
Niggas can't help.
Welcome back to the podcast.
You don't want no help. I can't stand on motherfucker. Won't be so goddamn independent. Mm. So in the goddamn independent.
Yeah.
Word to Neo.
Welcome back to the podcast of You're Funny and Black. We your host, man. I'm Rick to my right.
It's beef.
Every time it's my turn to introduce myself,
it's beef.
He wants to interrupt my moment so bad.
No, I don't want to interrupt.
That's why he's extra number three. Big Mari.
Not one or two.
Live in the flesh.
What the fuck?
The biggest. Don't forget the realest.
Yeah.
Man, they hold a fake. Don't let that motherfucker lie to y'all. Ugh. She been fake. She been fucking with the boys.
Did he say that, ho?
No.
She been fucking with... When last time you heard him up, bro? When last time you heard him up? It's been a little minute. She been fucking with the boys.
First of all, y'all...
No. Everybody all got their life, but... I mean, I'm just saying. You know? I'm just saying.
Damn. Well, tell us how you really feel.
But we back in the motherfucking building.
Yeah.
Whole another bangle.
Let's get into it, man. It's been a lot going on since we ain't been in.
Put the air out.
You say what?
What you give me the motherfucking phone?
Just before we start.
We already started.
Yeah, we ain't now.
Welcome back.
Let's get into it, man. It's a lot been going on since we ain't been
Like, no, for real. Looking like your brother. God damn. Come on, man. Let's go. For real.
Let's get into it. For real. So, I guess we got to start off with the Diddy situation because there's so much going on surrounding him. You know, Miami now, with them being losing all their deals with all the allegations and stuff going on.
For sure.
What y'all, how y'all feeling about the situation?
Everybody need to go to jail. If it's true.
Diddy going.
If it's true, like, you know, I don't know. It's just a lot coming out and it's making it so hard to not believe.
Mm, right.
But it's like you don't want to, you know, because these are very serious allegations.
Very serious. It's not no play question.
You feel me? So I really want to see like how true it is, but I'm not piggybacking. I'm not siding with nobody, but I'm not going to say that I don't believe it because it sounds a little believable. Diddy's a little suspect, but yeah. Like, I don't know. I want to see. Like, I'm ready for it. You feel me?
I make believe just, in like every allegation, like
that's why I'm saying
every one of
them.
You feel me?
Like, a lot of things sound far fetched, so it'd be like,
right,
yeah.
Like everything
but
can't
too
be
many
true.
People can't say the same one thing about one person, and just something. It's got to be some truth somewhere,
right?
In my opinion,
like reading between the lines,
because it's like there's no reason for nobody to really just be against Diddy. I mean, against Diddy like that, in my opinion.
Yeah, but then again, you know how it is when. It's people that's getting canceled and how the narrative switched so much from one person. Not saying that he don't deserve what, you feel what I'm saying, what coming with it, because these are serious things, but it sound,
they're going to
allegedly.
So do y'all think Diddy gay? I see why.
Do y'all think Diddy gay? Because it's been said that he done slept with men. Let's just put it out there. I don't know why we beating around the bush. Do y'all think Diddy is chasing tail?
You know.
Or his tail is being chased. Which one is it?
To be honest, it might be both of them because he seemed like really freaky. But my opinion, I feel as though Brother Love is just, he just Brother Love.
His name is Brother Love.
You feel me? I don't want to call the man gay because the man has had plenty of beautiful women.
For sure.
You know, sometimes
for
that
sure.
can be a cover up. But at the same time,
we know some niggas just like that. Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well.
But the thing is. It's too much about his aura that everybody feels like even when like energies, how people react around him.
For
like
sure.
You could tell like certain people really be uncomfortable around him. You feel what I'm saying? But I do think there are a lot of people that try and benefit off the clout of saying they went to Diddy, they was at Diddy party. First off, we don't know.
I don't think
who
that's
you
a flex.
Are. It's not a flex at all. You saying you was there, but you stood tall. So that's the reason you're not popping? No, you just wasn't popping anyway. Like, and you're using this as a ploy to get on. So I don't like that aspect that some people have been trying to portray out there.
Yeah. But that's always.
But Pete, though, like, do you think, let's be real, like, Diddy's name really, like, never left, like, his name never been clear anything. Even since going back with Biggie in the whole Tupac situation, like his name has always been in the mix.
People saying, I don't know nothing about this because I don't know nothing about this. I'm just a regular citizen. But they saying that it has something to do with, you know, that group of people and that he did something within that group of people. So now his, like, his immunity and, like, the things that's been keeping him safe.
Right.
What group of people?
You know, the
you speaking in quotations like the million black from the Popeye. You making me nervous. Hold on.
Because I am nervous. We don't know nothing about that. We're regular.
You come up here in a fur coat, tell me something. You know something. You know something going
blink,
on.
Blink twice if you need help.
You feel me? Let me know.
Who have you spoken to?
If you know, you know. Everybody know who I'm talking about. That group of people.
Right.
Oh.
People.
Yeah.
And you know, they say they make you do a whole lot of things to get where you at. But if you cross them the wrong way, all that shit is over with.
Yeah.
And now all this shit coming out, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
That's what they
say. So, hey, that's what they say. Serious shit. How you feel about Yo Miami? Like, are you like
I don't know.
Are you disappointed in her? Because the signs has been there.
But
very much
it's,
so.
It's coming out that everything is being canceled right now for her too,
can
as well.
See why JT been moving sideways because.
Oh yeah, she done know she went solo.
On her like
she announced she was going solo.
Yeah.
When?
Today.
They
somebody
made that announcement?
Yes, she replied to somebody saying that they don't blame her for going solo. And she was basically saying how, Exactly. Oh yeah. She dropping by herself. But a lot of people wanted that from JT from when she came out.
Yeah, because she was really the talent for real, for real. Miami just held them down. Miami, I'm so mad at you.
They said they took the show, the Carisha Please cards. They say the show canceled.
Like, I just thought he was took off of.
No.
And they
took the
card. They said he had his hand in that too. Everything gone.
They said he made them cards.
Exactly. Everything done.
That's why I'm so fucking
it
crazy.
That's why
the game was so damn crazy.
It's real than a motherfucker. Canceled the baby. No, they canceled everybody. You gotta be careful.
Dang.
Because if you slip up, they'll get you. The baby, Travis Scott. It's plenty. I can go all the way down the list.
You know what?
Bill Cosby.
They'll get you.
You know what I think it was? I think Miami ain't get out as quick as she was supposed to.
It happened quick.
It happened to the best of us, sister. You know what? Fight, girl. Fight, girl. You got yourself in a sticky situation. For real.
So how y'all feel about it? Some names been coming out there that are being situated. You know, Stevie J.
Stand.
Meek Mill.
Yeah. Stevie J, I looked at a little, even though Love and Hip Hop, he always
A Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj.
Meek Mill. Who all dated Meek Mill in Philadelphia?
So, is Safari from Philadelphia?
No.
No, okay.
I said, we all saw the footage.
But that's what the document said.
I know.
So who what rapper dated Philly? I mean dated me.
Dated Nicki Minaj.
I used to pray for times like this or rap like this. We know dreams and nightmares. He was talking about some really deep shit. That's what it sounds like. I'm talking about his lies. Real
he
dreams,
said fucking
nightmares.
Swallowing his what did he say? Me. You're not looking good, babe. We a lot of people not forgetting that pool situation where you're getting called daddy.
No.
And you look very much wore out in that pool. We not gonna forget.
What pool?
In Diddy pool.
What Diddy pool?
In the pool like this. Look like his ass hugging Diddy. I'm proud of you, Daddy.
Who said that?
Daddy said this to Meek Mill.
I don't remember this video.
It's like that. Y'all ain't seen that video.
I ain't seen that video.
Y'all about to piss me off.
You about to piss me off.
This is real. Promise you. Pinky.
Oh my God.
Hold on.
Meek Mill was in that pool looking like he just ran a marathon and Diddy was recording him, da 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 da, daddy, daddy, daddy.
No.
And Meek just sitting there looking tired.
Jalen, you pulled it up.
Nigga,
I know he pulled it up. I know he done got it.
Yeah, that shit fast.
Play that shit. I need to hear what's going on.
He was so defeated, y'all.
Yeah, we know.
Oh my God.
He was so defeated. I'm proud of you.
I love you.
You doing that shit,
he got it. When was this?
Diddy was on a daddy spree. He was calling everybody daddy.
Oh my.
What? He was calling everybody daddy. He went on Drink Champs calling them folks daddy. Like, everybody was daddy that year.
No, how would you feel if he called you daddy and he was having a conversation with him?
That was Brother Love.
Sir,
I'm going to be real. I don't even.
Don't play with me. Like
I don't even. Because
look at the demon.
I don't even call my real father that. Hey, Pop. Hey, Dad. Yeah. Hey, Dan.
That's what I'm saying, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
hey, yo.
Hey, Dan.
What's up, Dan?
Daddy, what? What you wrong? You can't.
A grown man calling.
A grown man. You a grown man. You was a grown ass man, and you calling another grown ass man daddy. See, I didn't know all this was going down.
And then you know they was on his ass because he in the pool with the fries in his leg. Then he made that remix, and they made him that meme. They've been on Meek Mill.
I'm not gonna lie. Ever since this shit been going on, Meek been on Twitter. He been posting crazy
music.
He dropped an album, and that shit sold 6,000.
But people saying it was
he should have kept it. You know, it was nothing.
It was trash.
But I didn't even know this nigga had dropped anything.
The only hard song on there was the thing he did with Future. The song he got with Future on that bitch. Every other thing, all these little snippets and shit he been posting, all that shit wasn't on there. That shit wasn't it. It didn't give what it was supposed to gave. He just did that.
Then he went on the internet.
It was covering up shit.
He went on the internet
not matching tees.
That's bro. Him and Brother Love.
Look at how he looked. He looked like the girl. Y'all, me.
What is that?
That's a midget, man.
No.
What is that? It's so insane.
Man.
Look at how Meek posed up against this man. That look
like somebody auntie.
That look like Charles and Netta.
Charles, lunch is ready.
But yeah, that shit just
that's
crazy.
That's sick. It's sick. It's
that
sick.
Shit
it's
crazy.
Sick.
But they say that's sick. What Meek. They do. They say they turn them out to get them where they want to go.
Not going
to
lie. All I'm going to say is this.
They be entering the eye of the storm. I don't understand.
Young Miami, all I'm going to say, my words to you.
They said her and her cousin.
Bruh, she really got it bad right now. But all I'm going to say is the storm ain't going to last forever because you ain't, unless you had your hand in it.
Yeah, cause
you've been with him.
They
say
she
been with him for a little minute.
They say she was a part of some of these things with like
a part of what? No,
bringing girls, and then they said they sexually assaulted her, and her cousin had sexually harassed the producer, and that's the one who came out with all this. And that's how we know Meek was involved, Stevie J was involved, Cuba Gooding was involved.
The shit is finally clicking.
Just got off of some crazy shit. Now he back into
Cuba.
Yep, he back.
Cuba ain't been right since Radio. Let's be real.
Oh my.
Cuba ain't been right since Radio. He ain't been right since Radio.
He played that shit too good.
He still feel like his life is living day radio. It ain't moving right.
My God.
Hey, he be cork dancing.
Think about it. He been fucking up.
He has been fucking up. But he look creepy.
Hey, man, I don't know what to tell you people.
Everybody got to stop doing these drugs.
Fuck drugs. Get your mind right.
Get your mind right.
Because that ain't it. That is not.
And keep God in your life.
Got to. There ain't enough God. God at all.
That's not man. Good.
Let's talk about. So we all seen the video with Cam Newton and his hat. That didn't move.
The hat with the ponytail that came out.
With the dreads coming out the top.
And they was still.
And we thinking the whole time, these is chaps. These are grown.
Yeah, they grown men.
These are grown ass.
Cam is big as fuck. Cam damn near six.
Cam took
six,
three
seven.
On by himself and
throwing him like bro,
was
like
steady and throw not now hit.
This man played in the NFL.
I don't know what they thought they were achieving.
Right. He played in the NFL. This nigga was flipping over people. Front flip into the
NFL, bro. Cam ain't no look. He ain't no little boy. Cam is grown ass man.
Y'all see when he got in that car accident, he was on the side smiling like, yeah, it's all right. I'm good.
I knew
like,
Cam was big because of his clothes and what he be wearing, but my whole thing about it be compared to another just an
average person,
that was this. He had them looking like chaps.
Every video was saying Cam Newton versus teams. Like he was just out here fighting kids
until they came out and told them who they was. We thought they was chaps,
and
I feel as though they should have just ate their food.
Ever since then, they've been on hella interviews and talking, but they not understanding. They just making themselves look worse and worse.
Worse, absolutely.
Y'all was some grown ass men, and y'all got y'all ass beat, but y'all feel like it's okay to go on social media and try to make it seem like some other shit.
Exactly, and then it's like the way Cam Newton handled it was so the right way. He was just saying he took accountability for how it went, even though they brought the smoke to him, which is crazy because how much work he put in with kids.
Like, he was thinking about that money at the end of the day. He was protecting himself, but he was thinking about that money. Y'all not about to play with that man.
Facts. Sure. And then you over here trying to fight me, trying to get a bag. That's what it is.
Where's security?
He don't be having security at them things, which he
should. Not even one bodyguard. Not even one.
Like, they have security, like entering, like it's like a 707 tournament. It's like, 707
so they have their
tournaments.
Own police.
Yeah, so it's not like
well,
he
they was
has
moving
his own
mighty
entourage.
Slow. Well, he should have brought his own. You always bring your own.
Yeah. See, that's how people get hurt. That's how people get, you feel me?
They be thinking they untouchable.
That's how people get hurt, you feel me? Yeah. Because Cam got a lot of shit going for himself. And he said the shit in the thing, like, I got a lot of shit going, you feel what I'm saying? But think about if it was just another motherfucker who didn't have a lot of shit going.
Right.
Like, a lot of emotion like Cam do. They could have crashed out.
They
could have crashed. That's a clear example of crashing out. Not everybody getting hit. Not everybody getting shot, however you want to put it, you feel me?
Right.
Niggas just got to be careful about that shit, especially since they didn't pass that new motherfucking gun law, the South Carolina gun law.
Yeah. It's like it's going to get worse before it get better.
For real, dog.
You better check them. You really got to check.
I think it's insane. No, for real.
It's getting so bad, like, for, it's like.
I think it's insane when a bitch was trying to. Y'all bumped the age up to 21.
When we was talking, do what?
Y'all bumped the age up to 21. Hoes ready to turn 18. Now these chaps can buy guns at 18, but can't walk in the smoke shop and ask for nothing.
Couldn't even get a little guard.
Talk your talk.
A little Dutch, nothing.
Can't ask for nothing. Could barely get an instant out that bitch. You telling me these motherfuckers can buy guns now? Like, it's okay. But it's been crazy because if you're under 21, you can buy an AR.
Yeah, it just can't be concealed. You can buy AR, you can buy a shotgun. It just can't be concealed.
The shit's insane to me. We're goners.
Yeah.
Because these niggas be ready to crash.
Get your affairs in order and pray the end is near. Keep God in your
life. Damn. The whole world? The end got to be near.
The whole world?
We just not about to start having cookouts. It's our time to shine. Fuck, we got
to. And then summertime about to come up. Like,
they're getting loose as fuck.
Shit, you better get loose.
Starting to get shit. Because
when they pull the bitches out, you better get loose. I ain't lying. You better get gone.
No, I'm about to get my own. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. And I can have one rightfully so. Grown bitch.
What you going to do with that thing?
Do what I got to do. What you mean? I'm going to keep it to
Marn.
Don't fuck with me. You better not even sneeze in my... Hold, did you just sneeze?
Lily.
Rip. No, you're the crashiest crasher I've ever seen. What the
fuck? I'm playing, but no, for real.
I ain't playing.
I don't joke.
We done all seen your roll reads. Your ass ain't playing with nothing.
Okay, it's one thing to cut somebody out behind your mirror. Hey,
Justin just posted a video on you the other day.
That's what
cutting somebody out in traffic. Bitch, move! And you with a fire? What you gonna do with a fire?
I wouldn't pull my fire. Just
move. Oh, yeah, shit. Let a hoe play.
You no. Sell who? She gonna not miss the lanes?
No, I'm not. I swear I'm not gonna. I really just want it for fun. I just want to go to the gun range with it. Fire that bitch out.
Okay.
Just to see what I could do to a fuck.
So just like pretend magic.
Gotta get some practice. You gotta get some practice in.
You feel me?
Shot the nigga.
Yeah. Shot the nigga. See how she smiling about that shit?
Just a menace.
I ain't gonna lie. I told my mama to get a gun.
She in the craziest place ever.
She ain't right, though. She ain't right in her head, though, really, right. To have one.
I'll be nervous with mine.
Yeah.
I feel as though they need to start doing, like, evaluations before you purchase a gun.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I know one thing they said today was what they doing with the South Carolina gun law is that, like, if you get pulled, if you go to jail and any offense that can match up to a year plus, you can't have a gun no more. You got to turn that bitch in along with everything, along with all your firearms and shit. So it's more like on some federal type shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like federal, you feel me? Because if you're a felon, you know you can't have no gun if you're a felon. For feel me? So it's more on some, I say it's more like, I don't know.
It's baiting you to, yeah.
But I still ain't fucking with it though. Don't get me wrong. I love for everybody to have they on strap, as long as you know what you're doing with it, as long as you ain't out here being stupid and foolish, you feel me?
Yeah.
But, like, you just got to know what you're doing when you got that motherfucker.
Check these young niggas.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because, like, everybody ain't got they 2 cents together in their head.
They don't.
They marbles be all loose.
They don't.
Screws missing.
I'm going to be real, bro. I almost had to slap me a nigga up there at QT, bro.
No.
Up here.
For what?
Up here. In Charlotte.
This was the wrong North place Carolina. To do some shit like that.
At QT, bro.
I'm scared.
What you gonna smoke?
Pete game, bro. So, I got a car. I'm on break.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna do a nigga on my break and go right back to work like nothing happened.
Mm. Like it's a
he was a
grown
ass man with his girl, with a little, you feel me?
Oh, he was gonna show out bad.
Man, I think he was on some shit. He coming there. We in QT. Hey, y'all got some contact solution here? They was like, nah. One of the goddamn customers, an old woman, she was like, nah, baby, you know, go to CVS. Oh, am I talking to you? It's a little, what?
Yeah.
So that's strike one. I ain't say nothing but that's strike one.
Yeah,
okay. Next thing you know, him and his old girl just get in front of me in a line and just walk up to the registers. I say, yo.
Right.
I say, what you straight? Like, what you mean? Because I say, you just cut in front of me, bro. Like, what's
that? Yeah, strike two.
You feel me? Nigga pull all his money out of his pocket. Nigga, I kid you not. I get money, bro. He pulled all his money out of his pocket. Now, if he would have caught me, man, 2-3 years ago, I don't give a damn. That shit would have been mine. You feel me? In the store. But it's like, and then he gonna look at me and say, this thing that fucked me up. He gonna look at me and say, what you need, bro? I said, what the fuck? I said, I got my own money. I don't need another nigga to buy nothing for me.
Right.
I ain't asked you for shit. So don't, you feel me? Don't come over here like that. Oh, my fault, bro. My fault. All right, cool. They try to dab me up. I say, nah, just acknowledge it, but you just know that. Just, you feel me?
Facts.
Then I'm walking out, though. He gonna come back in. Hey, bro, what you said you wanted? I say, bro, I just told you I ain't need shit from you. Then gonna walk back to the car. Yeah, bro, I ain't one of them, bro. Know that. I say, nigga, what? I'm in the middle of the street, bro. I got some little chips. I got my little leaves. You feel me?
Right.
I say, what you saying, bro? What you saying? His girl in the car. I know she ashamed because he acting a fool.
Right.
And he about to get beat. Burn a blue ass Corvette. Shit, nice as hell. I ain't right. No hater. But know what you doing, bro.
Right. This is
because that's how you get beat the fuck up.
Yeah, know who you dealing with.
That's how you get beat the fuck up, bro.
Yeah.
In front of your girl. In front of your girl, bro.
The one you showing out for at this moment.
I can't stand Charlotte niggas. I can't stand these niggas. These niggas up here, they be so goddamn corny, bro. They be full of corn. And they think money and all this other shit unlame a nigga. That shit don't unlame nothing, bro. Yeah.
It makes them lame.
It make you lamer. You feel me?
Niggas be so lost and crash dummy, like.
Boy, I started to call my mama about that shit, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, it was
but I started to call my mama about that shit. And if I'm lying, I'm flying.
I don't see no wings, I guess.
You don't see none, do you? Hey, man, but anyway, so how you feel about this whole, you know what I'm saying, Drake situation with Lotto sister? You feel me? How old Drake is? 40? How old Drake is?
Pushing
40?
37.
Hey.
Oh.
Why?
Before we get into that, y'all seen Mike Epps talking about how he was on cocaine?
Yeah.
All the movies, especially in All About the Benjamins. And Mike, he was saying he was crying and stuff about like survivor's guilt, basically, how his people ain't messing with him and stuff like that. And Ice Cube was telling him, like, basically putting him on, he got clean. I was like, nigga, now I'm going back looking at those scenes, like, this nigga was lit as hell.
Yeah. You got,
bro. He did a pretty good job covering that. He must have just been acting like himself. Mike Epps ain't never given me actor though. It was just like they gave him a new name and he was himself every role. Like in my opinion,
he's a full blown comedian. Though.
Absolutely,
yeah. But even to a certain extent, though, I can say because especially some of the things that he also did say on that interview or another interview. When it was like, people was like, he was trying to have a Cat Williams moment, but he made himself look bad. I can't remember what the fuck he was talking about, but he was saying some outlandish shit.
Yeah.
He's corny.
Cool.
Mike Epps.
He agreed. He ain't even had nothing to say. Speech
was just saying, okay. Like, yeah. Kind of came out of nowhere. Like, you just feel like he's full of corn?
Yeah.
Like, the corn on the cob or just the corn
sprinkled?
I don't know. I just feel as though in these recent years, he's been really screaming for attention.
I think he feel like he get left out of the conversation of like top comedians. But sometimes you really can't look at him a certain way just because, like you said, he play the same person every movie.
Yeah, he's not no
comedian. Even though he had great roles.
I'm not going to say that he's not funny, but he's not always. He's never been the funniest.
Especially when you think of like stand-up comedy. Like when I think of stand-up comedy, you know, you think of Dave Chappelle, you feel what I'm saying? Like, people that...
Who funny.
He got
who's
stuck.
Who's funny. Yeah, I did get stuck. I ain't gonna lie, I got stuck.
Let me hear you out. Bro. I'm gonna say Dave. You can say Dave. You can say anybody, bro. You can say anybody. You feel what I'm saying?
He
He didn't say nobody else.
More he did. So, that's why. And you think I'm saying that?
I didn't know
that
Tyler wanted me to name.
You said you been over here
sitting. I've been over here sitting on my yet. I was just saying that you can name anybody. My yet. I've been over here sitting on my yet.
That shit's sick. Okay. That shit's sick.
Okay.
We're about to go. We're going back to the pedos. So.
Ooh.
Drake.
The what? She don't want us to get demonetized, or we can't do that yet.
That's what they call them.
Yeah,
there's a
what?
But, so Drake is pushing 40, and Lil Brooklyn is just 21.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just turned 21.
Drea is pushing 40, and Lil Jalen Green just 22.
Mm-hmm.
This year,
then she just popped out with a.
And she's pregnant by this man. I don't know. In my opinion, you know what? I feel as though it's nothing wrong with age gaps, but the age gap gotta have some sense.
Y'all gotta
to
see
it.
This video.
Like, Dre can be pushing 40, or she could be 50 years old, but if this man is her age or going into 30, then it went, it's like, oh, okay. But this man is fresh into adulthood for real. Her son is the same age as this man. That's what throws me off. Your son is the same age as the man you just got knocked up with. What is going on here?
Exactly. And then he just signed an extension not too long ago.
I ain't mad at you, girl, to be honest. You just crazy as hell.
And then it's a clip I had just seen.
Wouldn't have had no maternity shoot.
And they asked her, would you get married to who your partner is? Do you want to have more kids? That's what she said. That's what the first question was. She said, yeah. She say, do you want to have more kids with the person who you with, basically, and would you want to marry them? She was like, I really focus on more having more kids more than the marriage part. I'm a free spirit. She basically called herself a hoe three different times in three different ways and basically was saying, like, I'm looking for the more to have kids than marrying this nigga. I don't care about marrying this nigga. She's there for that bad. She trying to get the kids.
Is that
the support that come behind the kids?
Who is it? Daddy?
Orlando Brown. The cornerback from, he used to play for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
It might be another one. Hold on. She didn't,
long story short, she done been around.
Yeah.
She done been around. Both NBA and NFL.
Yeah.
Has she fucked with some rappers?
Yes.
Did she fuck with Future?
Nah, it wasn't. I don't know who she messed with.
Man. Look at her. That's FBI.
FBI. That's and you got to give her time to go. You feel what I'm saying? You just got to.
She has two kids.
So who the baby daddy?
Ex-fiance Orlando Scandrick.
And then.
Bruh, I said Brown. What the hell?
Okay.
Tripper.
Yeah, you said Orlando Brown. You think.
Yeah. She do. She do. Whose father is unknown to the public. She got a 21-year-old and a 7-year-old, and now she pregnant again.
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah, okay.
Nah, that's crazy.
She got a 21-year-old. You and know how old Jalen Green is?
22 this year in February.
You know it's crazy.
I've never seen
that. And how old she is?
39, 40.
I mean,
it's like...
Ain't nothing wrong.
No, and the craziest part was he said Dre used to babysit him.
Whoa. Oh, this is grooming.
Wait, Dre used to babysit who?
But Jalen. But she pregnant by the
crazy baby. Thing is, the crazy thing
you
is.
You tell me, if 1+1.
Right. Listen, the crazy thing is.
Five.
No media attention was brought about this till she got pregnant or really till Drake started messing with
I've been seeing it when they popped out talking about they was dating. I was like, oh, okay.
And weird.
Now you big and pregnant? Y'all just popped.
She secured the bag. It's like investing in a BBL is better than a college degree nowadays. And it's sad because she's securing bag. Retirement plan, 401k. Yes, that's definitely what they're doing. And damn it, she won.
It's not just 401k. She getting that Social Security, too.
That's that Social Security.
Damn, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be real. I don't really. Okay, Pete.
He about to peep a lot of shit right
now. Nah, for real. Stay with me now.
I'm here.
Because
we here. We strapped in.
Ain't nothing wrong with, like she said, ain't nothing wrong with the age gap. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We done all dated above, you feel me?
Right.
I know I have.
Right.
But it's like, when you start talking about some
She used to babysit the dude. That's on a whole nother shit. Cause now it's like, okay, so have you been plotting on me? Was you just waiting? Like, what's tea?
Right.
Ain't that what the female say? What's tea?
You definitely use it.
So let me know what's going on.
Because it's like, you seen the potential. Cause he always been like ranked as a kid. Like, yeah, he's been ranked for years. Like, you knew the bad was coming, like, bro, that's just wild. Like,
but we still not gonna forget about you, Champagne Poppy.
So how you feel about that? She just turned 21.
She just turned 21. I think it's all very much weird.
But that ain't everything, ain't no, it's all in the same. Even like you got Boston Richie and that little girl.
And that's weird too. Cause she just 18.
Yo, so and how old he is? He in his 20s though.
20s. 25.
So it's always gonna be an age gap.
Like I said, just make it make fucking sense.
I don't know. Some of these people be looking like chaps at 18, and you like, you can't.
A 30-year-old with a 50-year-old, I wouldn't even give a fuck because y'all grown as fuck. But we having these chaps just turning 21, just getting into being considered actual adults, not just legal, but now you're considered an adult.
So let me ask
and
you.
And you pushing 40.
Can I
and
ask you this? And I want you to be so truthful with me.
Okay.
What's the oldest you done dated?
Not that
not
old.
Even, I'm not going to say dated, wrong word. What's the oldest you done, like, talk to a nigga and approach you, like, any kind of shit, feel me?
The oldest man that has approached me that I actually know his age was, like, 31, 32.
Damn. And how long did that transpire?
That child.
Or it was just like a hint.
That was over before it started, honey. It was nothing.
He didn't take you out to eat, nothing?
Hell no. Nah, I ain't. First of all, I have a father, so older men scares me. Like, I can't do too old. And my brother about that age, that's kind of like, ugh.
Your brother about that? Oh, your brother?
Yes, honey. My brother, yes, honey.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't going to ask business out, but my brother about that age, so it's like, no, my God. Black don't crack, honey. But yeah, like, it's just always been weird to me. I can't do too much when it comes to age gaps. Like, I can't. You gotta still at least be 20 something.
Hey, you live and you learn.
You do.
Because some older women be stepping.
But I wouldn't mind. What about you? Because they be more established.
Right there. Right there in that red. Right there with that lineup.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
No, niggas be hating. What's up though? So, what about you though?
49. I heard old shit. I heard old shit all the way out there.
Bruh, I went to Walmart just to go get some shit for dinner. You feel what I'm saying? This woman, she walked past me. She like, hello. I'm like, hello.
And what you said, hello?
Yeah. I said, hello. Okay. I'm looking, I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
I go about my shopping. You feel what I'm saying? I came here for a reason.
Yeah.
I go out shopping. I done seen her on three different aisles. She with an older woman. Come to find out, that's a mama. Mm. So I'm talking to her, and she like, I said, I know you from somewhere. Because, like, at this point, I done, like, you in my face every other aisle. I'm like, do I know you from somewhere? She like, no, I'm from da da da. I'm like, oh, I don't know nobody out that way. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? How you doing? She was thick. She was thick. Bro. She was like,
you would have took her down through the.
Let me get your number.
You gave it to her.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I ain't gonna put the name out there.
Yeah.
Cause you know what she
is. Isn't it an old name or
it is an old name.
Like an Ed. Like, what is it? Like,
Tracy. Miss Tracy?
That ain't bad.
That reminds somebody me of grandma. Tracy Ellis Ross, and she got that thing on
her
too.
You wouldn't like it though. She had a Cowboys jersey on. You'd be like, bitch, get away from
me.
That's
I was confused because first off, I'm in sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
Yeah, it's not even your best now.
I literally left where I got Crocs on. These ain't even my Crocs. Yeah. But I'm in them. You feel what I'm saying? Like, don't approach me. Like, it was a bad day. I was confused. I'm like, damn, I must be sexy. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing good.
I'm dead. Miss Tracy, you is a mess, honey.
It is what it is.
I know that shit, right?
It's just, but I never talked to her again, though.
To more life.
It's just to more life, dog.
Toast up
to more
to life. The
game. Me? What about you? You know what? That's
gonna lie. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I would never tell you a lie.
I didn't talk to some people, but not no 49. That ain't never went that far.
That shit was
you
crazy.
Done beat me bad, and I ain't never known you to be the kind of nigga to even to partake in them kind of activities.
Bro, I gave her my number, but I never spoke to her again. Like, the shit was like,
yeah,
it was surreal. It was like, damn, I'm the main character or something. Like,
yeah, you were the main character that day.
I probably
it was just my day.
But at least 33, like 33, 34.
Okay, that's not too bad. 30 is still young. But
them around my head, that's about my stepmama age, you feel me? Like, my pop's in his 40s. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's about...
How did you feel? Like,
I didn't feel any fucking way.
Type shit.
Because, hey, we is here for a good time, a fun time. We don't know if we're going to be here for a long time or not. You feel me? Because at the end of the day going in.
Exactly.
It's going in.
And that's
okay.
What I be trying to tell.
Okay.
That's what I be trying to tell them.
Okay. It's going in.
At the end of the day going in. So what you do with that day?
Is what you
do. Is what you do with that day. You feel me?
And niggas be slacking. They be lying.
They be delusional.
Caps.
They be capping.
They be doing everything.
Flawless.
They be niggas be out here bending over. But
bend that ass over. Let that coochie breathe.
Speaking of that. Sexy just dropped a thriller, a snippet, a new song.
I ain't heard.
They say it's about to have the streets going crazy. You ain't heard? You ain't heard it either?
I think I have, but I gotta listen to it again.
What my phone? Right?
That's that booty me.
Nah,
she back ain't, outside.
That it ain't booty cheese.
Nah, she ain't saying none of that.
What's she on?
Pop, pop,
no!
You gotta throw your shoulder.
Yeah, it's like that.
Bro.
Hey, if she dropped that baby, it's go time.
I'm excited.
You know, Drake bought her four bags.
They
trying to say Drake the baby. I mean, Drake the baby daddy.
He might as well be the baby.
Yeah, I see
he was kissing her damn stomach.
I see you reaching. Go ahead.
I was looking for this.
She wasn't going for it.
Shit.
I just staring at the Red Bull.
What's up, man? You can't find it. Don't worry about it. I got it right here. Don't worry about it.
Somebody gonna find it.
Don't worry about it.
They eating sexy red up. You know what I want to talk about?
What's up,
man? Why we look for sexy.
Okay.
I want to talk about why they thought they can put all them rules and regulations on an appearance of Boss Man D-Lo in Chester, South Carolina.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
Let's start there. Talking about what he. Good morning, kings and queens.
Yep.
First of all, sir.
Talk
first
about
of
it.
All, sir.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
We think you about to cancel the event.
We're
good
nervous.
Morning, kings and queens. This motherfucker say,
Ain't lying.
Shit, right? Sexy is for the people, y'all. People just need
crazy.
To realize that, like, and I be reading the comments and I be looking at stuff because I follow music pages and then also the social media pages and shit like that. And they be talking so much shit about the new music, but at the end of the day, it's not for y'all.
Right.
Listen to what the fuck
it's a new
y'all.
Generation.
You feel me? If you don't like our music so bad, then listen to what you grew up on, because 9 times out of 10, the shit you was listening to, your mama was turning her nose up at that shit too.
Facts.
It's different eras and we have different sounds, but we all talking about the same shit at the end of the day. Y'all had that bump and grind, nasty, ratchet, pimps down, hoes up ass music.
Talk your shit.
You feel
you
me?
Feel
y'all
me?
Had the same type of music too.
It was raunchy y'all own way.
Across it.
Facts.
We don't have to use all them puns and metaphors, bitch. We're gonna tell you what it is.
Hip hop, hippity hop, man.
You feel
turn
me?
That shit off. I'm sorry, man. I don't want to hear that. I'm
but
sorry.
But we're gonna tell you what it is and what it ain't. That's my whole thing.
Let me ask y'all this. I was listening to this song in the car and it was like, Rich Baby Dad. Everybody hated that shit when it came out.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say I hated it, but it didn't jump out at me either.
But it's
until
grown.
I heard
it's SZA like,
part.
Yeah, and it's like, but it's growing on the streets more. Like, what are some songs y'all think will be playing at the cookout type shit of our new generation? And you'd be like, oh, damn.
Of our new generation?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It's going to be some Youngblood played. It's going to be hella Future played.
Yeah.
People still going to bump Fantasia, Mariah Carey, get their little R&B on.
Yeah.
You know how that go. But it's going to be a
but
whole
eventually, you know you're
going
to hear that.
It's going to be some Chief Keef at the cookout. It's going to be a lot of shit going on at the cookout, and it's going to fuck people's minds up. Like, you got to think. when people have weddings nowadays, even the music, the DJ playing different shit. Mm-hmm. Back then, it was a lot of slow music. It was a lot of, you feel me?
Fact.
Tiptoeing-ass music. But now, it's motherfuckers coming out to Chief Keef. Motherfuckers coming out to Waka Flocka. They coming out to Sexy. They coming out to YTB Fat. They coming out to all kind of different shit.
Fresh.
So, niggas got to... I'm not going to say niggas. Older people got to evolve. What they can't really, you feel me, get
they
with
stagnant,
it.
Yeah.
But they got to understand, if they getting older, times are still evolving and times are still changing.
They got to be open, just like how we be open. We revisit their music and we fall in love
with
it.
For sure.
So everything not for everybody.
For sure.
That's all I'm going to say. Shit. Because sometimes I don't even like this new age music. Some of them be sounding a little like,
I don't either.
Okay, I can't skip.
You got to,
You know?
Get the fuck out of here. I can't get into the vamp music. I'm just not into it. But everybody just loves some damn Playboy Cardi. I just
I like Cardi. The new shit, not so much. Yeah, but like,
I'm talking about the vamp shit.
I never fucked.
I couldn't get with it.
Y'all know.
I just couldn't get.
He just ran off on, it's a streamer, Aiden Ross. He ran off on, how much he ran? $5 million?
$5 million.
Why everybody trying to get Aiden? First it was 21.
21 tried to get him with them cars.
And I think that's why he thought he could do it, because he seen 21 do it.
Yeah, but we talking about millions. Yeah,
millions. Yeah, that was.
And then tried to take his jet. Yes,
and Aiden said, Cardi, no, you're not taking
Cardi
the jet.
Going, Cardi wild. He need to stop that shit.
I mean. Mm.
You know what people Aiden need to stop
just,
doing?
Aiden just need to. You not Kai.
Mm. Ooh. What you mean?
Aiden does his own thing in his own way.
Yeah.
Aiden blew up off his own way.
For sure.
Yeah.
The niggas is fucking with Kai.
They fucking with the whole
yeah. AMP. I ain't gonna lie, I feel
the
like
AMP. Yeah. They're fucking with AMP. Like Aiden, I mean, after the 21 Savage incident, I would have just said, okay, let me just go back to what these folks really know me for. This is not me. I'm gonna lead this up to my brothers.
Yeah. I feel what you're saying. I feel like he went too far in the past. You feel what I'm saying? He trying to rectify what he did by trying to get with like a different wave that Kai has shown, you know what I'm saying, is available, but you can't do it like he do it. So it comes off as kind of ingenuine, I guess.
So,
but
real shit. Do y'all think 21 Savage and Lotto be going on double dates now with Drake and her little sister?
It really depends on how long they dating now. It depends on how long Drake
damn. Yeah.
It really don't matter.
Yeah, it sound like 21 might have been the one that
yeah. Locked him in.
That bridge, that gap.
Okay.
He sound like he the one. All these joint albums and tours and shit like that. We all know him and Lotto fucking with each other. So, I mean, it makes sense. I'm not mad at Brooklyn.
You could have been Dawes.
Who I'm mad at is Drake. But I'll never be mad at a sister.
Okay, so.
What you got to do.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How you feel about the beef with Lotto and Ice Spice? You feel me?
You think you the shit?
I feel as though I started that and it's so unnecessary.
Nah, it was about nothing.
What really caused it? Like, what
she was mad in the back. I think Lotto dropped a snippet and it was a video of her playing in the back.
It was like a YouTube video. I guess they was listening to music and you know YouTube plays whatever suggested type shit. So she was like, it wasn't really her intention to have it in the background, but Ice Spice went on some type of Clubhouse or something like that and was like, yeah, bitches got me in the back or something like that. She said something like that. So they say, you think you the shit, bitch, you barely the fault. They say that's about Lotto. And then Lotto, I'm going to assume, because she said she was never a problem with Ice Spice. So when she dropped Sunday Service, I'm going to assume.
Sunday Service was hard.
I'm going to assume that she tweaked
hard.
That verse.
That shit hard.
Because she said something about having ice boiling.
Yeah.
I am the shit. And she said a couple other stuff. So I think she really tweaked that verse because she was like, she never had no problem with ice. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I was going to make this song to pay homage to all the rap girlies, and then she came out and did whatever she had to do, so then I think Lotto really did.
Changed it a little bit.
So who y'all really feel like the head of the rap game, like, right now?
I don't listen to
like, I'm talking about female-wise,
yeah,
though.
I don't listen to music like this.
Female-wise, because, you know, you got little, whatchamacallit, you got Lotto, you got Ice,
Sexy.
You got Sexy, you got Glow, you got the new artist, Nikki, the little Muni Long, how you say her shit? Money Long?
That's how
you said it? Ain't it M-U-N-R?
Yeah, I thought it was Mooney, something like that. It's Money? Mm-hmm. Okay.
You learn something
every day. People just be so difficult.
You learn something new every day.
You do.
So it's a lot of little new faces really in the game right now.
It's like they all making a splash at the same time. So it's like,
But I feel like it's boiling down between Lotto and Sis. For yeah. sure.
Are we forgetting about Nicki Minaj?
I'm not gonna lie.
You are. Yeah, I can't forget about
her. I always give Nicki her respect as a woman in the industry. But the times, baby, it's not really.
I don't know. I feel like the sound of the different new female artists is more energetic that you hear from them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's modern. It's more lyrical, and it's very more lyrical. Lotto is lyrical as fuck.
I'm about to say, because I can't give sexy lyrical.
Nah. But Lotto is lyrical as fuck.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give
granted, she might got 21 in her ear, but she lyrical as fuck, though.
We not going to do that, baby. Lotto been writing her raps.
Since the rap game.
That's why I said she lyrical as fuck. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, she got a lot. She do have 21 in her ear. And 21 is very lyrical, though. 21, his word pronounced.
He's
very lyrical.
They styles is
it don't matter. It don't matter about the style. It don't matter about the style. If he just punching in and giving her little words here and there, it don't matter about the style.
I can see you feel some producing wise. You feel me? The ear to the music. I can see that point. But.
Because she's an own writer for sure.
Yeah, she always been there. You feel me? Yeah, I can see where you coming from. I can see where you coming from, but I'm not all the way on board.
You do certain cadences.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Saying just straight up, just, he helping, putting this in, jotting this in. Nah, I ain't saying
but that ear to the music, having that in your circle.
You feel me?
I can feel
because
that.
We know what he can do on some shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know, bro. We just got to see. With that being said, I'm going to wrap this shit up.
Man, make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe. Ooh, we back with new videos.
Cut that.
What you out here throwing?
It's almost summer. You see how people act when it gets summer. They can't wait to throw their gang signs up. They can't wait to throw a gang
sign.
Her goon squad gonna be right outside.
What? Out there.
Where y'all gonna
be? No Limit Soldiers.
Ooh.
Big Gemini shit. Fuckers they talking about. Scary, we on the way.
Yeah. So make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe. Y'all
crawling from hell. Ain't no damn R.
And make sure y'all
hell.
Share.
You heard what she said?
From hell is crazy.
She been a demon.
What the hell?
She been being bitches.
Whoa.
She been.
Now, I don't know nothing about
since a schoolyard.
Hey, yo. She been being bitches.
I don't know nothing about